This is an executive summary of the 3.8% net investment income tax on real estate, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Most investors price a property sale at the long-term capital gains rate and stop there. For higher earners, that math is short by 3.8 points. A second federal layer, the net investment income tax, sits on top of the headline rate and turns a 20% federal gain into 23.8%. The same surtax reaches rental income, royalties, and right dividends. Its income thresholds have been frozen since 2013, so each year of inflation drags more sellers into it. This article walks through who owes the NEE in 2026, what income counts, the narrow real estate professional exception, and how a 1031 exchange or DST changes the picture. Congress enacted the net investment income tax in 2013 under Section 1411 of the Tax Code as part of the Affordable Care Act. People sometimes call it the Medicare surtax, though the money does not flow into the Medicare trust funds the way the payroll Medicare tax does. The mechanics are what matter. It is a flat 3.8% charge that sits on top of the regular income tax and the capital gains tax, computed on Form 8960 and carried on to your Form 1040. The single most misunderstood point is that the NEE is not 3.8% of all your investment income. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.